JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
It's crunch time, and persons are out and about doing last-minute back-to-school shopping. Today, we share some tips from the Consumer Affairs Commission to guide you. And later, our Glimpses of Jamaica segment and Child Health and Safety tip. Welcome, and do stay with us. The Consumer Affairs Commission, CAC, is encouraging shoppers to learn and exercise their rights as consumers and practice good money management as they make their back-to-school purchases. Communications specialist at the CAC, Dorothy Campbell, says it is important for consumers to be more knowledgeable and vigilant when making purchases. She says this is particularly important when purchasing in bulk and at this time when there's a rush to get all the supplies to meet the needs of the children. The CAC is encouraging parents to ensure that they get value for money, and in the event they've bought wrong or substandard items, to get redress.
No matter how pressured you are, take the time, pause, and check your receipts. Make sure your receipts reflect exactly what you have bought, the description of the item, how many of the item you have bought, and the unit price, so that when there is a problem, you have your receipt to take back to the store to get a replacement or an exchange or a refund.
For the return and exchange of textbooks, the CAC is advising parents and guardians not to be in a hurry to write their child's name in the books until they are sure that it is the correct text. With most of the back-to-school budget going towards textbooks, Ms. Campbell says parents should shop for the best prices. Parents should also ensure that textbooks are wrapped, kept in good condition, and that no permanent marks are made in them. This way, they can be sold or exchanged, thus reducing next year's back-to-school expenses.
The Accountant General's Department is advising all Jamaican government pensioners that as of October 2014, life certificates, checks, and pay advice will be mailed to pensioners in new pressure sealed envelopes. Simply remove the perforated edges of the envelopes to access the information. With the new format, pensioners can expect to receive their life certificates, checks, and pay advice sooner each month. The information for each document remains the same. The Accountant General's Department, touching the life of every Jamaican.
Modernized law enforcement agencies to reduce corruption and increase the efficiency and effectiveness within the security forces is a major plank of the Vision 2030 National Development Plan. This is to make Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. And now for our Glimpses of Jamaica segment with Oliver Jackson.
Do you remember the Goody? Do you remember what it's called, the Goody? It's a country type of fruit, bears on the tree like a breadfruit. When I was a boy, and that's a long time ago, you know, we used to use the Goody, pick the Goody off the tree and cut it straight in the middle with a saw. And when we cut it straight in the middle with a saw, but you must now be careful of the guts, you know, what's inside of the Goody is not good. It must not be eaten, just in case you come across any. When we cut the Goody into two and scrape out what is inside, the Goody, we put it out in the sun and make it dry in the sun. But the Goody becomes a saucer, a drinking bowl, or a plate.
And for today's child safety tips from the Consumer Affairs Commission. Teach your child his or her full names as well as your names. Do not use pet names as this may confuse your child. Teach children the name of their street and full address. Take them on the route to and from school during the weekend. Point out important landmarks that are not likely to change. And that's where we leave you today. Thanks for your company. With studio engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Casita Irving. Take care.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.